All right, we're going to do the 26th DFS breakdown. We got five games. And we're going to start with Boston and Toronto. Prime matchup. A lot of expensive players in this one. I see the biggest expensive guy is John Tavares at 7,600. I don't know if I'm buying him or not. I don't usually like to pick the guy that's most expensive. Pastrnak 6,900. Marner at 6,700. He's alright. O'Reilly. I still like Marshawn though. Marshawn for 6,000. Seems like a good play. I know Toronto's been good defensively and everything, but that's a good deal. He's averaging 3.5 points per game. Torrey Krug, very expensive defenseman at 5,600. But he and one of my sleepers, Jake DeBrusque, 4,600. He's been tearing it up lately. Skating like he's never skated before. Looks good out there. He's been on the up and up. I wouldn't pick against Jake. This battle should be between Tuukka Rask, I believe, and Freddie Anderson. If it ends up being Halak, I still see the same output for Toronto. I would assume this is probably a 4-2 or a 4-3 game. Boston recovered well from the Bergeron injury. If you're looking for a punt, Flores back at Carlson, 3,400. He is centering the first line. He did not look bad the last two games. Didn't really put up any production. And Danton Heinen, 3,200. He was skating pretty well last game. He hasn't done anything yet this year. It might be time for him. The rest of the guys down there, I don't really see anybody useful. And I'm definitely not picking the goalies in this game. All right, the next game is New Jersey and Florida. It will definitely be Keith Kincaid versus James Reimer. Keith Kincaid probably isn't a bad play here. Neither is Cal Palmieri, 6,800. He's been very hot. I would avoid Hoffman and Dadonov. They're 73 and 6,300. Wouldn't touch them. But I might give Jonathan Huberdeau a look. 5,500. He's got a lot of potential to play. He's not on the first line, so he might get overlooked just a little bit more than
first line of Florida, which is Barkov, Hoffman, and Dadonov. I don't see a ton of goals getting scored in this game, even though James Reimer has been pretty bad lately. So I don't think a lot of the lower priced guys for New Jersey are that great. But I definitely liked Jesper Bratt. He scored today. So 3,800. Great play. And Zacha. Zacha's looked pretty good since his recall. 3,600. The next game is Washington Capitals and New York Islanders. Should be Thomas Greiss and Braden Holtby. Braden Holtby is not a bad play. Ovechkin is 8,000. It's just too much. Backstrom 6,800. It's just too much. Carlson is a defenseman, 6,800. It's just too much. But Tom Wilson's priced right. 5,800. It's been great. Unfortunately, Kuznetsov's injured on the New York Islanders side. I don't hate Anders Lee, 5,400. He's been playing pretty good, averaging almost 4 points per game in fantasy. Brock Nelson has been solid, and so is Filppula, but it's going to be hard for him to score quite a bit on Washington. So in this game, I'm not really feeling anybody like real strong besides Tom Wilson. The next game up is Ottawa and the Rangers. It will most likely be the battle of the old codgers, Craig Anderson and King Henrik Lundqvist. Some pretty good priced players in this one, and this could easily be a shootout. I know the Rangers have played a lot better lately, but Ottawa has a lot of firepower. And Mark Stone at 6,500, priced right. Zibanejad at 6,300, priced right. Shabbat, big-time defenseman, almost averaging 5 points per game, 6,200. Not terrible. Brady Tkachuk, 5,700. I like the guys that are right around the average. You know, you average 5,600 a player. I like the guys that are right around there. Brady Tkachuk's one of the best. He's had a great start, and you can't beat that. VC has been coming on great. I promoted him last week. He had a goal, or a couple goals, I think, and 5,100, still there. Kevin Hayes, quite a few assists lately, 4,900. You know, if you stack half a team with Ottawa and the Rangers and just avoid the goalies, I think you might have a decent day. Max Lajoie is 4,500. The guy playing on the first line for Ottawa, Drake Batherson, 4,300. You know, and I know it's off topic, but Pajot has been skating. He was supposed to miss 6 months. After 2 months, he's skating after tearing his Achilles. That is pretty impressive. Going down the list here, Jesper Svas has been playing first line, 3,400. If you're looking for a punt, you know, it's not that bad. That's kind of funny. Marian Gabrick's still on here for 3,000. Guy's a freaking bum. He had a great career, but his last 3 years, he's been a bum. And then we're going with Columbus and Detroit. I love calling him CBJ. Cam Atkinson, 7,100. He's been rolling 7 straight games with a goal. If you can figure out a way to put him on your team, do it. Seth Jones has not had a point in 5 games for 6,000. He's right there with Marchand. You know, they haven't had the greatest starts to the year. But Seth Jones, what are the odds of him not getting a point in 6 straight games? I'd say awful. I figured he would never not get points in 5 straight games. So, Seth Jones, he would not be a terrible pick. I know Jimmy Howard has not had a shit start in quite some time. He is due. He's just due. Columbus has been getting reamed out probably for the whole season. They haven't had just one of those games where they come in and pound a team in their home stadium. To me, I think this is a strong possibility of Columbus just absolutely annihilating Detroit 5-1 or something. I would not choose a single Detroit player on my team. I would roll Josh Anderson, 5,200. Boone Jenner, 5,000. Zach Werenski, 4,800. Those would be the main guys that I would go in there and throw out there to light up Jimmy Howard. They've all been playing good. And obviously DraftKings kind of agrees with me here. None of the Detroit guys are high priced, including Dylan Larkin. He looks like a steal at 5,700, but I don't think it's going to be their night. I don't think so at all. Thanks for listening, and best of luck to you.